The TSO under Jukka Pekka Saraste, their music director in the 90s. That was the Gavotte from Romeo and Juliet by Sergei Prokofiev. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioga. Each season, the TSO mounts a spectacular 9 months of concerts, dozens of different programs featuring a broad range of music, some led by the music director, some by guest conductors. There's the lineup of soloists, international and domestic, that shine each week at Roy Thomson Hall. There are the various series, the classics, the pops, the young people's concerts, and more. There are so many factors going into what you see each week, each month, each year at the TSO. There's the overall vision that the CEO has for the orchestra. There's the vision and the desires of the music director, what music they want to play, who they want to bring. There are the schedules and requests of the dozens of guest artists to consider, as well as awareness of the makeup of past seasons and seasons yet to come. And I'm sure these are just a fraction of the innumerable considerations and logistical challenges that make up the massive jigsaw puzzle that is a given TSO season. And I haven't even mentioned the budget. Well, have you ever wondered how it all comes together? At the TSO, for the past 39 years, there has been a magician behind the scenes taking all of these visions and ideas and making them real. You probably haven't heard of her. She never has her name in lights or takes a bow on the stage, but without her, none of this would come into being. It's the TSO's Vice President of Artistic Planning, Loey Fallis. It is no exaggeration to say that Loey has been the TSO's keystone. It is hard to imagine the organization without her. And yet very soon, we simply will have to, because at the end of this month, Loey steps down and takes a well-deserved retirement to talk about her epic journey with the TSO. Is Loey Fallis herself. Loey, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thanks for having me, Kathleen.
It's hard to believe that you're leaving. Maybe harder still, though, to take in all of those years with the TSO, which have been feats of logistical creativity in their own right. What do you think when you step back and look at it all?
It's quite overwhelming, actually. I think at this time, because I am leaving soon, after actually coming there 46 years ago as the youth orchestra manager, it is all kind of flashing in front of my very eyes. It's quite sentimental. It's quite nostalgic. But I really feel very proud of what we have all done together over the past many decades to really shape the TSO and see it grow.
Let's talk about what you do. I mean, as I mentioned, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. People see the wonderful brochure that comes out, you know, in the winter to see what's coming up for the next season. But what is behind what people see on the page like that or online?
Yeah. That's almost like a three-hour show just to cover that. But I guess I would say it starts with a blank canvas. We have to take so many things into consideration. Hall availability. As you said earlier in the introduction, think about the vision and what we're trying to do here in the city as far as balanced programming for the city and so many different series. But you have to start somewhere. So it really is starting with this blank canvas and looking at availability for the music director first and foremost, and then other key conductors that would be coming in. And also pacing the season so it's not just masterworks. So there's also pops and there's also young people's concerts. So this blank canvas starts to fill out quite quickly. And the music director's with us for 13 weeks. So that's quite a bit of the season. So we really focus on that as one of our anchors, really. But there's so many other things as well. Repertoire. What is going to keep our orchestra challenged? Because you want to build the orchestra. You want to build the quality of the orchestra over time, balanced with the real core canon, which is also fantastic in building sound and building the real fundamentals of what it means to be a great orchestra. And there are many other areas as well where we want to bring in new conductors. We don't want to have the same people all the time, although we do want to develop our regular friends at the TSO, our regular conductors on the podium. It is a jigsaw puzzle, maybe like New York Times, maybe even the crossword puzzle, the one with lots of layers.
The cryptic
on it
one.
The cryptic one. Yeah. But I would say the key word in what we do as programmers and putting the season together is balance. It's all about balance.
Now, when you first came to the TSO, it was as youth orchestra manager, and you gradually moved into the role that you have now, but occupying it at the time were Walter Homburger and Ray Armstrong, who right. you cite as mentors. What was it? What did you learn from them? What are the three most important things you learned from them?
So Walter was, he was an incredible leader. He was an amazing mentor. He had an incredible set of ears. He had a sixth sense for talent. As you know, he was able to discover Glenn Gould and also develop the career of James Ennis. But I would say from Walter, he would always say to us, attend as many concerts in as many forms as possible. His feeling was that you would learn from every concert experience, whether it was good or bad, and evaluate it and talk to other people about it and really learn to build your strong opinions, but also a strong aesthetic. And I, to this day, I still find it incredibly valuable to go to any performances.
Discovering, you know, artists, composers, conductors is a big part of your job, isn't it? How do you go about sussing out who's out there?
It takes time, actually, and it takes relationships, and it takes trust. Because although people can send in tapes, or nowadays we're getting lots of examples of people's work being sent in saying, will you book them, will you book them? And it's hard to do because there's so much coming at us all at once. When Walter first started, or when I first started with him, he actually had auditions. He had people come and audition live.
Wow.
And it was usually through the managers, the Canadian managers. They'd come in and have some violinists or pianists come in. And that was really something. We don't do that as much now. It's costly because people can't come in. And now the technology is there where we really can listen and then we can follow up with conversations. But I would say, how do we do that? How do we scout? How do we draw people in? We do that by keeping our ear to the ground. So whether we go to conferences or whether we go to other cities in Canada and listen to new and young artists. We could go to competitions, for example, or we call Lila Goetz on the west coast of Canada, who runs the Vancouver Recital Society, and say, she often would phone me and say, you really need to know about this young pianist or this young cellist. In Canada, we really count on each other to keep each other informed of really who is up and coming and who should really be taken seriously. I care deeply, deeply in our role in really promoting, but also starting and mentoring and developing the composers of the next generation. And that really is done with a village at the TSO. We've got a composing team and we have many different layers of mentorship. And this week is a beautiful example. Becca Sims has a big work being performed this week. And she started as one of our next gen composers, which is a program that Gustavo started when he came. So I think you'll see that at the TSO, there's been quite a long history of developing and performing works by living composers.
Loie Fallis is soon to be the retired vice president of artistic planning after 46 years making it all tick behind the scenes at the TSO. We'll hear more from Loie, but first, on the topic of new music, here's one of the many composers the TSO commissioned for the Canada Mosaic Project in 2017 in honor of Canada's sesquicentennial. The request was a brief fanfare or sesqui to open their programs. And here is one by celebrated composer Chan Kanin called My Most Beautiful, Wonderful, Terrific, Amazing, Fantastic, Magnificent Homeland.